Oh, the boys would be sissies.
Oh.
Beautiful, but she's tongue.
Okay, then lesbian or other names that they'd have for her, she'd be called a what?
A dyke.
A dyke, okay. All right, then a male who, they say, especially overactive male, he'd be a...
Oh, yeah.
I think the kids there. You mind if I close the door?
My daughter's just here. That's all right.
Okay.
They can listen. I'm very open.
I hope so.
They have to live in this world.
Yeah.
You know these things? Well, of course.
Okay. You know, a sexually overactive male would be a name you'd have for him. They call him a... He's a real, you know, he's... They talk around the neighborhood. He's such a...
Casanova.
Okay.
A real lover.
Oh, come on. You can come up with something more than that.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You ever hear him called a stud or, you know, something like that? Okay.
Studs, well, to me a stud is always breeding person. And I don't believe in breeding.
You're talking about a horse.
I'm talking about a man.
Oh.
Not called a stud horse. I know. Well, I mean, you have to face it, you know. We have been used for breeding purposes, you know, and our males have been called studs.
Black.
Yeah, black.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you're not black.
No. But I didn't know exactly what you were saying, where you were coming from with that. Okay, now a sexually overactive female would be
a nymph.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
What about an indiscreet person, male or female? What would you call them? You know, they were just like that all the time, sexually indiscreet. You know, he's a... Names we have.
No, I don't know the discreet person.
A man or a boy who was sloppy or ugly, you know, or what would they say? Other names?
A slob. If you're sloppy, you're a trifling human being.
All right, a girl, same way. She'd be...
Call it a slut.
All right. What would you mean if you said that girl is very common? She's just... Other names you'd have for...
Common is just streetish, I guess. Not cultured.
Yeah.
Okay. Not
you wouldn't,
proper.
You'd never say that as a compliment. Yeah.
Oh, of course not. Being common is not a compliment. Being trashy.
All right. A very attractive boy or attractive man.
A good looking dude.
Okay.
He's very handsome. He's saying something. Why? Right. You know, he's...
All right, an attractive girl or woman. She's a...
Pretty, beautiful, nice looking.
A boy would say, man, she's a real...
Looker.
A person who was a bookish person or a person who... What different types of students?
Studious.
They say he's a...
Bookworm.
Then a person, you know, a bookish person. What about a person who is very... who really could do their work, you know? Really could do school work or something like that. They say he's just a...
Smart kid. Bright kid. Brilliant.
Yeah. A seeker, a person who is always seeking praise and attention.
Show up.
Children in school who were always...
Teacher's pet.
Going up to the teacher and trying to get points from them. What?
Teacher's pet.
Okay, other names? They call him a brown nose, you ever hear that?
No.
Okay.
You get all these goodies.
All right. What about, now when you were young, when you started school,